it is World Chocolate Day. You would have heard Jeff and I talking about it. I've certainly mentioned it a couple of times. Tristan Lutz, a well-known Sydney-based food writer. Tristan, a very good morning to you.
Morning, Nick. How are you?
Happy Chocolate Day. World Chocolate Day.
Yeah, I know. I'm halfway into a Mars bar as we speak.
I'm very impressed. I was going to ask you how you were celebrating today.
Well, actually, I've set up, you know those chocolate fountains that you can get?
I do.
I've set one of those up in my living room, and I'm planning on recreating the opening credits from Friends.
That's a fair bit of effort for World Chocolate Day.
Look, I think chocolate's one of those. I'm a bit cynical about these, you know, food days and everything. It's all been kind of, you know, a little bit unnecessary. Although fun, you know, of course. But chocolate, you know, if there's any food that's with us and good and bad and that's, you know, that's such a big part of our lives that it should earn a day for us to honour it, then I think chocolate really, chocolate's one of the few foods that probably meets all the criteria.
It is remarkable how much it is just a, not like a daily part of life, but it's just, it's integral to us.
Yeah, I mean, think about, you know, when you've got a wedding or you've got Valentine's Day, you've got Christmas, Easter, birthdays, there's always chocolate around. But then, you know, you think about, you know, you might be going through a breakup or have a bad day or something. What's the first thing you turn to? It's a block of chocolate, you know. So it's an entire support structure in the bar form. That and a bottle of whiskey, maybe.
A bottle of whiskey and a block of chocolate. I'm not going to recommend that, and certainly not on a breakfast show, but I see where you're coming from. It's okay. Now, I'm imagining there's a few celebrations happening around Sydney today.
Yeah, it's good. I think World Chocolate Day has only actually been a thing since about 2009, but it's really picking up traction as a bit of a marketing ploy, but that, of course, means that we can win as consumers with some pretty interesting experiences. I think there's a chocolate spa that's happening in Sydney. You can go for a day spa and have, you know, chocolate foot rub and a chocolate-scented Swedish massage and a chocolate body scrub applied to your person, which sounds like a pretty nice way to spend a Friday, if you ask me. My favourite thing I think that's happening today is old friend Max Brenner has a very interesting thing happening where today only you can literally bring anything that is legal and not inappropriate into their store and they will, quote, drizzle it in chocolate.
And you mean everything, don't you?
Well, I mean, in their own description of the event, they're sort of suggesting it could be anything from, you know, a bowl of vanilla ice cream or a donut to a bicycle or a T-shirt. So I'm imagining a lot of fidget spinners that are going to be coming in
chocolate
by the end
fidget
of the day.
Spinners. Are you look? You're predicting a horrifying future here. I do want to meet the person who takes their bike in to a chocolate shop and says, "Drizzle it in chocolate,"
and then just go ride it straight away and just. Chocolate as a gift onto all of the you know, Deliveroo and menu look riders, and everyone can have chocolate covered bikes for the day, just spreading the joy,
collecting ants, being attacked by random birds. It sounds great. I've got to ask, because there are going to be a few people listening now who are like, oh, I just can't, you know, I can't eat chocolate, it's this, it's that. Where do we stand on carob in 2017?
Carob's never been cool, has it?
Never has. As
the replacement. I think, you know, obviously if your dietary restrictions are such that carob's the only thing that you can eat, then I empathise with you and carob, you know, there are some great things you can do about it. But I also think that chocolate making technology has gotten a lot better, so that there's a lot more options in terms of the spectrum of dietary requirements and what people might be able to eat, that there are people who previously would only have been able to have carob as a replacement who can now find chocolate variations that are actually chocolate that won't upset their systems to the same degree. So, look, if carob's all you can have, then of course you can have it. If you can eat chocolate and you choose to have carob, then that's monstrous.
All right, duly noted. I'm going to let you go and get that chocolate fountain ready. Tristan, if people want to read some of the stuff you put together, where can they find you?
I'm on Instagram as Tristan Cooks and Eats, and you can find me on Facebook. There's a Tristan Lutz Food page on Facebook. That's pretty easy to find, I think.
We will make sure that we link to both of those from the 2SER.com website. Tristan, always a pleasure to have you on.
Pleasure's mine, Nick. Have a great chocolate day.
You have a great World Chocolate Day as well. And happy World Chocolate Day to anyone listening.